This is the Alan and Carly podcast.
Hello and welcome along to our bonus episodes. This stuff doesn't go to air. This is just Carly and myself and producer Shelby having a bit of a chat and doing a few would you rathers. Hello, Shelby.
Good morning, Alan. Well, actually, I haven't got a would you rather for you for this one. For this one, I've got a bit of a Reddit on Reddit. It's a relationship question. So
Carly,
what does that mean?
So people will put their problems on Reddit and basically ask people to solve them.
I'm good at this. Let's do it. I'm a good problem solver.
So I'm going to give you the scenario. So
I'll read it.
So this is from a woman.
That's the answer.
I feel awful with myself for feeling uncomfortable about my partner's female friend. He worked with a female of a similar age for almost a year, and honestly, it was all fine. She seemed nice. Okay. The group, including her, have stayed in touch on a group thread and met as a group, which seemed good.
Yep.
Then I noticed that her and my partner would be texting privately a lot. Every time he had his phone in his hand, there seemed to be a text from her, so I questioned it in my mind as it was new.
Yeah, okay.
It's totally normal that people text, but it just suddenly seemed very full-on and intense. He then said she'd cheated on her boyfriend, and alarm bells rang a bit. She has an Instagram profile with very revealing pictures, which is totally up to her, but then I noticed my partner had liked a couple of pictures of her. Maybe it was just harmless, but I wasn't sure. Eventually, I told him I felt a bit uncomfortable about her. Sometimes we just get this feeling. Even if I trust him not to do anything, I suppose I don't really know her and started to find her a bit irritating and question her in my mind. I felt like rolling my eyes whenever her name came up. Does it seem like I was being unreasonable? I do feel really ashamed now.
Well, first of all, Shelby, I'm sorry this is happening to you. There's no need to disguise it with a Reddit post, right?
This is so interesting. And I think my opinion of this is, first of all, if I was in her shoes, I would not like it either. I'll be honest,
no,
I get a little jealous with Russell. Yeah. Like, he's a good-looking guy.
Absolutely.
And but you also, at the same time, have to be two human beings living in this world, and you can't really control someone. That's not a healthy relationship. But I think if you're doing something, like, I think it's actually on him. It's not even about the other girl. So
really?
If he's doing something that he knows is making his partner feel uncomfortable, that's on him, not the other girl. Like, she's not in a relationship. So I think if she's flagged it with her partner that she feels uncomfortable and he is still engaging in it, I don't like it. That's on the partner then. That goes to show that he's not being respectful of her. And I think if it really is a genuine friendship, then invite her into it and show her she has nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Maybe why don't you all go out to lunch? Like, and don't ever hide the phone. Be very transparent about what you're talking about. And yeah, I just think that's on him, not the other girl.
Yeah, it's interesting because I've been in a very similar situation. And it's funny because, like, when Shelby, you're telling that story, you get right up to the, like, when the group chat, that's all fine, that's all fine. And it's the one-on-one texting, then him liking the risque photos on Instagram. I've unfollowed or muted a few of my female friends who post those sort of photos, like bikini photos
nonstop.
And you
also said that about Amy Shepherd as you unfollowed her.
It's like, it's not because like, I can't control myself, I'm a red-blooded man. It's nothing like that. It's just like, Julia doesn't need to see me liking those photos, you know what I mean? Like, it's weird, you know? And so I've unfollowed mates that post a lot of that stuff, and it's just because I don't need that stuff.
I think it's just basic respect for your partner, right?
Yeah,
you want them to feel like they are the priority and someone else can't really get in the middle there.
Yeah. I have a female friend that I was catching up with one-on-one. We used to work, we did radio school together, and then she went over east, came back over here. I caught up with her a bunch of times. And every time I say to Jewel, I'm catching up with Crystal and and blah, 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 blah. But if there was a point where Jewel was like, I don't like this, I'd respect her wishes. It'd be a little weird. I'd be like, well, Jewel, I'm not going to cheat on you with her. Like, what, are you kidding me? Like, you know, like, yeah, sure. She's like a cool, you know, she's models and everything, but I'm not. It's just, I get it. And if your partner feels gross, you should put your partner first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Right. That was the most serious conversation I've ever had. I did not like it.
Only in the podcast.
Only in the podcast. On air, I would have been like, kiss him out. But
you can stand up off that white couch now, Alan.
Yeah, absolutely. Shelby, did that help you with your little problem?
That's not my problem, but I'll pass it on.
For sure.
That was the Alan and Carly podcast.